Legend in My Spare Time podcast contains themes and subject matter that may not be suitable for some audiences. If you're easily offended or under the completely arbitrary age of 21, we suggest you get your podcast on elsewhere.
Get the fuck off of our podcast!
Legend in My Spare Time, motherfucker!
There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down.
In the past, we've enjoyed episodes of the Spare Time Olympics. We've all shared laughter and joy as the participants lightheartedly take shots at each other. For episode 50, there shall be no such joy for the two men coming head to head. The irresistible force meets the immovable object as defending champion Sir Oliver Little of London hopes to retain his title against the self-professed heir to the throne and the often mysterious and traveling Dave Rage K.
I don't need to be excited. I don't need to be pumped. Because I know that when the chips are down, this filthy, hockey puck chewing, denim wearing, maple syrup drinking Canuck is going to go down to the hands of me. And everything good and respectable about a nation, I have no fear. No fear. Whatsoever. I swear, Dave Raging Homo K will go down by my hand. Mark my very fucking words, Matty.
There ain't no grave can hold my
Dave Rage K takes on the champion, no Sir Oliver Little of London. So join us, episode 50 of Legend in My Spare Time for the Spare Time Olympics.
Matt Lees is the most crooked man podcasting. I was wrong, I take it back. Now can we get along? Pick up the slack, you know it all could be much easier. But I'm still troubled.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Chocolateites, etc., to Legend in My Spare Time, your favorite podcast. It's your boy, the Rev Matt Lees, in the driver's seat once again, as always. And my special guest this week, we've got a full house. So let's go up first, ladies and gentlemen. He was the result of one of the greatest listener comments we've ever had, but we'll come back to that. Great as in funniest as well. Penthouse, Lenny Lilac. Good evening, sir.
Thanks for having me. I wish you could say my name properly, but you can't.
Why? What did I do wrong?
You can't say Lilac.
Why not?
You say it wrong every time.
Why? What?
I don't know.
How do
you
say it? Okay, say it. Say it.
Penthouse, Lenny Lilac.
Listen, I don't know who you think you are, but I'm a ring announcer.
Yeah, okay? A shitty
However,
one.
I say your name, then becomes your name. Oh. Just like Louis Averro is from the Azores.
What?
Whatever the fuck that is.
He's from the Azores.
Man. Azores. A great time for Impact Eddie Osborne to make his entrance.
Definitely. How's
good
it
evening,
all going,
sir?
Guys?
Good, good. Now, also, he's high as fuck on cold meds. Please welcome the hardcore hick, Jeff Black. How you doing, sir?
Sick, but I'm here. I'm queer. Don't want any more bears.
Nice. Now, Lenny, Eddie, I would like Lenny, you go first. The number routine 1 and 10.
6.
5.5.
Okay, I picked 5, so you have to go upstairs and let in the Dutchman.
Fuck.
Thank you. And it's funny because he's gonna look at you at the door and be like, "Who the
fuck is this?"
So
attack him.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Dirty Dutchman will also be in the house.
Do you have a mic?
He better bring his own, or he can sit on his own lap. I don't know what that means.
I'm not sharing.
Thank you very much. I don't expect you to share. That's
okay.
As soon
as he gets here, start licking him.
No, I'm past the contagious stage right now.
Oh.
I think I got it over the weekend.
Well, it was a very busy weekend, man. You did a lot over the weekend.
Yeah. Sucked a lot of dick.
Son, you ran yourself ragged this weekend.
I did. Man, my breathing's heavy. I can hear it in the sand.
It's sensual for the
hey,
people
Darth
wearing.
Vader.
Yeah, it's sensual for the people sucks wearing
having,
headphones.
It sucks having to talk and breathing out of your mouth at the same time.
It's all right. Our listeners probably hate when you talk too. Just kidding. I was just kidding. I'm sorry.
Touché.
Now listen, over the weekend you got sick, but did you eat well? Did you eat good meals? Did you eat properly?
Well, it all depends on the candy of the season, Matt. That's like, true. You know, right now we got it's just after it's Easter coming up. We had Valentine's Day. So diet's pretty good.
You know, cinnamon hearts and cream eggs.
Oh, yeah. Dude, cream eggs are almost gone. Have you had the cream egg cake?
No, but I've had all that like arrow. You had the arrow eggs and
yes,
and there's
fucking
like
fucking delicious.
Yeah, solid egg of chocolate with their little bubbles in it.
Dude, you want to like go to Price Club before Easter's over and go splits on a crate of cream eggs?
You'll after, because then it's half.
No, what if they're gone already?
You got to line up.
They won't be gone. Don't worry, man.
Dude, that's what Tara told me about the cream egg McFlurry. I still didn't have one, and they're gone from all the goddamn McDonald's.
It's because you're a chump.
I am a chump. That's true.
Nothing there.
Anyway, listen, back to you being sick. Did you subject yourself to any strenuous activity this weekend? Why would you be sick, Jeff Black?
I don't know. Maybe it was having to sit in that cold as shit van because it broke down or the battery fucking died on it.
We're smart people, too. We didn't realize you had to boost it with another big truck.
Right.
So we sat there and froze, and then Jeff had to go into Cambridge, get his car. I froze some more, and then he came back. We froze, and then we finally went home.
I know, because I had to drive him back to Cambridge at one point and leave his car there again.
Fun weekend, but kind of a fucked up weekend
at the same
time.
Friday, we were at Elements. It was fucking insane.
Where's your short bus?
And I want to know, have any other ring announcers in PWA history had a sign at a show for them?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Can you wait, we'll cut it out and this time say no, okay? Has any PWA announcer ever had a sign before?
Yep.
Yeah,
every one of them.
Okay, no, this time, okay, listen, I'm trying to put myself over. So this time, I'm going to ask you and you guys are going to say no. So I'm going to, ready? You guys good? Okay. Have any other PWA ring announcers ever had a sign?
Yeah.
No, Matt, they haven't.
Except for all of them.
Oh, and we're not counting the innuendos. Those fucks want a shout out, and for now their only shout out will be,
what's your sign?
We'll get to that. The innuendos are available on Facebook.
I think he's a Taurus.
Who? No, he's not. Now listen, did you bring a microphone, sir?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Would you like to sit on my lap?
Jeff, would you mind passing him your microphone for a moment?
Sure, I hope you don't get sick, though.
Oh, it's all right. He's got them all, buddy.
I've got a strong immune system.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the Dirty Dutchman is back. Hello, sir.
How are y'all?
Well, we're all doing very well, I believe. Do you know these gentlemen?
I think I do. I could swear I've seen them before.
Yes. He was the one who had the sign that said Special Ed, if you'd like to give him your receipt.
I don't really care.
You know, I saw you kind of semi-smirk on your way to the ring when you read it. At first you looked angry, then you kind of smirked a little.
Here's the thing, though. Did I really read it, or did I just see a hot chick? Because I don't really see that.
Don't
far.
Look at my hot chicks.
Yeah, we can't talk about that.
What about the ring girl?
Yeah.
Smoking.
Come on now.
She should have come ahead of some of the wrestlers. Now see, we're totally sidetracked. Nobody knows what the fuck we're talking about. We are fresh off of a live wrestling show at Elements in Kitchener, and Jeff and Eddie both had matches. I was the ring announcer. It was a packed house. Tim Van Boss brought a sign that said, Matt Lee smells like cheese.
I sure did. It was a lot of fun.
He also brought a sign that said Special Ed.
Yep.
And
there was a third sign as well. It said, I love boobs.
That's right. I love boobs.
Your girlfriend was holding that up mostly.
She sure
was. That's fair. Yeah. That's awesome.
She does love boobs.
You know, Eazy-E was bragging that he got ring girl's number. It's okay because I went home with the other two hottest girls in the bar.
Boosh.
Yeah, you know. Boosh count is at one. So that's what our weekend consisted of post-show. That's when Jeff had to sit in the van and sleep in the van, apparently. you know, to wait till morning, fucker. He led me to believe that he slept in the van.
I was trying for the, like, the mad sympathy, and then I saw his Matt's boss. She's fucking smoking hot. And I was like, yo, hook a brother up.
Yeah, that would be my boss at the radio station.
Yeah. Not.
I thought you were talking about Penthouse.
Yeah. No, Penthouse. Also.
Not a whole outhouse over there. No, he's quite unattractive. Like, fuck.
What kind Come of babies on, would you guys me. Make?
Very fat ones. Ugly ones.
So if you want more info on that, you go to my Facebook page. You can actually see a portion of the video of what happened at Elements, and including Jeff Black here. And some of the things that he did to another man, and that other man did to him on Friday.
My favorite part is when I sodomized him with that plastic thing.
After you hit him with a whiteboard sign, you proceeded to take the piece of it and try to shove it directly into his ass.
Yeah, it was awesome. I was laughing my head off.
Now both men are bleeding. There are thumbtacks everywhere. And what does Jeff Black do?
Hit the music.
Yeah, he pauses for this. The New Kids on the Block with Hanging Tough.
That was one of my favorite parts of the match myself.
The crowd went fucking crazy. And you guys sang New Kids on the Block in the middle of a pretty violent match.
Some Ala Tracy Smothers right there.
Yeah.
Indie wrestling, man. That's why I love indie wrestling. That's why I love a show like Elements was. And it's only like, oh man, only that shit can happen on an indie show. You won't see that anywhere else. Yeah, something similar like that might happen somewhere else, but you're not going to see that on TV. That's why you got to go to your local indie.
What about Rikishi and Too Cool, man? They used to break it down, man.
No, don't bring Rikishi in this. Isn't that motherfucker living in his car now?
That's Hakushi.
Hakushi. Don't be racist. They're not all the same. Now, Jeff Black had the biggest pop of the night. The crowd was super over for, other than, you know, clean it up, asshole, but which we'll come back to. You had the crowd was into you because you fucking were hip hop dancing with hip hop hooray. You were up in the crowd waving your arms with them, and you were about to do some violent shit, and they still loved you.
Well, I think you know, for so long, for about 6 years, I was trying to figure out what the fuck do I do to not have to do all that crazy shit for the fans to like me. And then after 6 years of trying this, trying that, trying this, I was like, fuck, just be myself, man. Like, I love hip-hop, love the old school hip-hop, and you know, just the energy you give to the crowd, they're gonna give back. I was having the time of my life. I love coming out dancing, shaking my ass, fucking ring girl grinded on me, which was great. But you know, the fans knew I was having a good time, and I wanted them to have a good time. I wanted to share in that good time, and you know, and they did. Like, fucking old outhouse here. He was fucking waving his hands back and forth.
That's right.
Hey ho!
So was I, and Ice almost slapped me because I got into your song a little bit.
I wish he had her, but yeah, oh man, that's why I love indie wrestling. Sometimes just you get to do shit like that. You get to have fun like that. You know, you're not worried about ratings or fucking people buying commercial time. You know, you get to go have fun and then do some crazy shit.
Because where else would an asshole like me get to be a ring announcer, right? I mean, if this goes to TV, they're going to be like, hey, first thing that goes is the angry, chubby ring announcer. Then they'll start working on the other things, you know. But that's why I love the indies, too, because I swore it was Eddie's fault. Because right before I went out there, you were like, tell him how fucking excited we are. And I was like, can I swear? And you were like, yup. Got in the ring, started to swear. And it was all just like, then it was like it was legend in my spare time. Fucking these guys here. This next match is going to be a clusterfuck.
Did you celebrate it? Were you like, shit, balls, fuck, cunt, pussy?
No, not quite.
That'd be a little too far.
I know where the line is, you know what I mean? That's why I don't say more than once. I just saw four men in unison go, I didn't say
that.
The word. I just said, I didn't say it in any context.
What's
you said that word on this show in a similar context of nothing.
No, we were quoting.
Yeah, I was quoting too.
No,
I've said it.
Yeah, I was quoting him.
Yeah. What's worse, the N bomb or the F bomb? The F bomb that rhymes with gagget.
Oh,
what words?
Or faggot? Which one?
Yeah, which one's worse? Well, obviously the N word.
Yeah, obviously.
What about the term Jew?
That guy's a poor individual.
Yeah, I don't understand what that means.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I heard it on TV.
Oxymoron?
Thought I'd throw
well,
it out there.
What kind one, of sorry. The one thing is you can't say faggot on the radio because Dire Straits got their song pulled off. But you can say nigga.
Nigga.
On the radio.
Oh, yeah, because it's in... fuck, what's that one song?
There's lots of...
Oh, the CeeLo Green Fuck You song.
Just thought you should know, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so you can't say faggot.
Right.
But you can say nigga.
Fair enough.
You can't say nigger.
No, that's the racist one.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of racism, Tim Van Boss.
Hey.
Oh, fuck you, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway.
It's not racist to hate the Welsh, though.
No, that's true. Should we do listener mail while Van B is here? Don't worry, there's no hate for you this time.
That's cool.
Oh, did we get listener mail today?
Yes. Hey.
Can you anyway, wait a minute. Can we just get to the... Okay, do that, and then I'll you can hit my music.
Okay, but where the fuck have you been, sir?
I've been busy, motherfucker.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah, I have been. You've been podcasting all fucking month, and every time...
Yeah. Jeff, for those of you who didn't hear, Jeff just kind of yelled in the background that Tim has been smoking pole.
Might have been doing that. Might have been making money. Might have been playing music. Might have been doing a lot of things.
Well, you weren't making money. You were hawking old gear. Because I work with you, and I know that we've been delayed by 3 weeks. Two weeks.
How much money
have I made so far in selling off old equipment?
Yeah.
Just under $2,000.
Can I borrow some?
No. Because I'm paying off new equipment that I bought. But the point is that I've been busy, Matt, so it doesn't mean I've always been around at your beck and fucking whim.
Yes, at my beckon every Tuesday at 9.
But
No, wait.
We're changing the schedule every now and then. And then getting mad at me when I've got a show on a Tuesday.
No.
I've got something to do on a Friday. Or I'm going to go fuck my girlfriend on a Saturday night that gets in the way with you doing a random podcast.
No, fuck you,
Matt Lees.
Oh, okay. Well, see, the problem is you're not factually accurate. We've only done two over the last, like, however many. Him and I have done one on a Thursday, and we all did that one on a Friday where I was like, hey, can you make it? And then you didn't respond to us.
The listeners are going to know that there's a 4-episode gap between the last time I was on air and this one.
Right. 3 of those were done on a Tuesday, though. We've only recorded twice other than a Tuesday. Once on that random Friday, it was an hour's notice. That was fine.
Yep.
But other than that, there was one time where Lenny and I did a Thursday because the episode that we did with all of us, self-admittedly, wasn't up to par. So we shelved it. We recorded what became episode 47, The Angriest Man in Podcasting, which leads me to...
Crookedest Man.
Crookedest Man in Podcasting.
Right. The most crooked man in podcasting.
Hello.
And the listener email was, greatest episode ever, and now a subscriber due to this episode. I have listened in the past, but I was more entertained with this current lineup than ever before. If you tried Legend in My Spare Time in the past and have given up, like most... That's my favorite part of the email. I implore you to give it another try. This is worth a listen. His name is Avery. So that's regarding episode 47, the replacement one that we did on the Thursday.
Yeah.
And then the other comment we got was from Michael Knight, a loyal listener. Pretty much the best episode ever. Lenny and Ollie are far better than Jeff and Tim.
Ouch.
I still hope Tim comes back, though.
Aw, thanks, Mike Knight.
But the thing about Mike Knight is he knows we record Tuesdays at 9, and he sent this text at 9:16. So he knew we would read it live.
Oh.
So there you go.
Smart man.
That's right. So, no, it's fine with us. You've been busy on Tuesdays at 9, though. You have to admit.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So that's the
reason
I've
got other things in my life that take priority to the podcast. I should apologize to you, I guess, if that makes your life uncomfortable.
I don't need it. I don't need it.
Are you guys just going to kiss and
No,
out?
It's
what
okay.
Fight.
I don't need any apology.
You sure?
Some people think that it's because your feelings were hurt, and that's why you didn't come back for a few weeks.
Well, I am a little bit pissed off about some of the things that have been said when I wasn't around. There have been talk when I wasn't around, like, Tim got fired. There have been talk like, Tim quit. He got mad.
You two just need to fuck already.
Hey, which one of us is going to explain to Tim what a work is? Would you like to?
No, I wanted to. Tim got fired.
How much were you making, Tim?
Christ. Listen. Some of the shit that we say on this show and some of the things that come out of our fucking stupid mouths... During this recording, you self-admittedly, you have said some shit also that has caused trouble for you. Need we go back to previous bands you were in where your mouth got you in trouble, when in reality you didn't really do anything wrong, okay? So, All we did was record a standard episode where these two guys made fun of you. These two guys had no idea who the fuck Van Boss was. They just knew that it made him giggle to mention you in front of me. Okay? So that's all they knew. So their comments are completely stricken from the record. Other than that, yeah, we ran our mouths. We called you a bitch a few times. But come on, bro. This is episode 48. If that hurt your feelings at this point, then...
You wouldn't have come back.
Right. Like,
exactly. Did you hear the shit? Would be back here for this one.
Did you also hear the shit these guys said to me during that same episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, kudos.
And then,
guys.
And then,
well done for your first appearance.
And then you come to, let's just say hypothetically, I wanted to throw it back at you. Then you come to Elements, potentially the biggest wrestling show I've ever ring announced, with a sign that says, Matt Lee smells like cheese.
Now, I wish I could take credit for writing that one. That one I didn't write.
But you still brought it. So
yeah,
I'm not upset about it. I thought
they
it was
sell
hilarious.
Those at the store?
But no, my buddy Burton wrote
I'm huge. Did you know that? Yeah. They must have bought it in Waterloo, Iowa, because I'm a big deal in Waterloo, Iowa. So anyway, it doesn't bother me at all. I'm just saying that if I wanted to be as irrational, I could be upset at you for bringing that sign. That's all I'm saying.
True.
And meaning irrationally, and I see no logic in you being hurt by anything we did at all, just like you would see no logic in me being like, why the fuck did you bring that sign here? That hurts my feelings. I take myself very seriously, and that sign hurt my feelings. So that's all I'm saying. Everybody takes
things
differently.
I'll give you that point. I'll give you that
point. Okay, should we move on?
Yeah.
Awesome.
What's going
Eddie.
On?
Eddie, I saw you with that black hooker again yesterday.
What was her name again?
Bill?
No, man.
Shaniqua.
No.
Hey, so, remember when she got clotheslined and her breasts swelled? Do you remember that storyline in WWE?
No.
They had a black chick named Shaniqua.
Of course they did.
She was with the Bashams.
She was with the Bashams. She got clothesline, and then she got a boob job, and they explained it as her breast swelled.
Yes, from the damage.
That's like when Lex Luger used to like put people in traction with his fucking forearm or whatever.
The Bionic, metal
one.
Man.
Yeah, the metal arm, the illegal one. Then they started making him wear the pad, didn't they?
No, that's Iron Mike Sharp.
See, I'm so confused.
No, he wore a pad. He wore an elbow pad.
Because it was an illegal move, and then he would do the whole like...
like everybody saw what you just did.
They did.
I love that era.
That was fun. That was
we can relive that era in Brantford.
That's right. We're going to go to that show because there's a show coming close to us in which there will be such names as Hulk Hogan, Brutus the Barber Beefcake, The Nasty Boys, Kevin Nash, X-Pac. Am I missing anyone?
Tatanka.
Scott Steiner.
Yay! Tatanka, Scott Steiner, who I thought was Rick Steiner forever.
You're an idiot. Fucking idiot.
Like, I mean now. When I see him in TNA now, I thought he was the other Steiner. That's all.
Fuck you, stupid.
I guess, but Jesus. I don't like fucking TNA anyway. You know why? Because it sucks. Fuck you, Hogan. So anyway, that leads us to, I want to bring these fuckers to Brantford. And both of them, both Jeff and Eddie were like, And I said, fuck you. We're going to go. It's going to be fun. We're going to boo Hulk Hogan.
You can't boo Hogan.
I'm going to boo Hulk Hogan.
Is Hacksaw going to be there?
No.
I think so.
But we are still working on his PR to get him on this show on the phone to talk to you. I mean, it may be under false pretenses, so the call may not last very long, but we might get you to talk to Hacksaw very briefly. You know, he might think that you might be Vince.
Hacksaw, we got a great program for you.
Does that sound like Vince at all?
I don't know.
No.
Okay, wait. Let's try random wrestling impressions. Let's hear your Vince.
Fuck.
Fair enough. Eddie?
I don't know. Can you listen to me walk and strut? Because that's the only impression I can do of Vince.
All right. Lenny? Vince impression?
No, I don't got it.
Okay, I bet we all have a Dusty Rhodes impression, though.
That?
No, baby. That's not for you. That's for somebody else.
I guess that sums it
all up. All I need to feel the deal is a hug and a kiss.
I am the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. I've won the dimes, kings and queens.
My impression may not be as good, but I heard a great interview with Dave Lagana, who's a former creative writer for WWE, and he said that Dusty Rhodes used to get pissed off because Vince, they'd have like a meeting scheduled at 1, and it'd be 8:30, and Vince wouldn't be there yet, and Dusty Rhodes would be all like, he's lucky I didn't save my money, baby, because he would just sit there and wait, be all pissed off that he was the American Dream, and he had to sit and wait 8 hours for McMahon to show up. Sounds like that's a hell of an interesting podcast. It's called I Want Wrestling. Not to plug somebody else, but, you know, it's very interesting if you're into wrestling at all, if you're tired of listening to us fucks talk about wrestling. They talk with all formerly creative people and talk about, you know, what being on the creative team was like, how crazy Vince is, and all that kind of shit. Wow, this room died. Good job, everyone.
Yeah. Good job, Matt.
All right, AK, give me the retard scream. Let's get the fuck out of here. I guess that brings us to a no. Come on, let's pick it up. Did we do listener mail? We did it.
We did listener mail. We did fucking penthouses. No,
penthouses herpes. What?
You've been listening makeup to the show,
dude. My
penthouse has herpes. Penthouse has.
Don't tell my pets.
Oh, that's right.
Yo, anyone gone and seen Scream 4 yet? I hear it's good.
I want to go.
That's all I hear.
I want to go see it. I'm interested.
I have no interest. Like, why four of them?
Well, I remember that I once punched a dude in the face who lives actually three doors down from where we sit at this very moment.
Let's get him.
Because we went to this Halloween party, and of course it was high school, so we were like, you know what that does to people's ears, Lenny? So we go to this chick's house, and we're like, yo, I bought a Scream costume. I'm going to put this shit on. We're going to scare the fuck out of everybody. And I was like, all right, man, but don't jump out on me, because I am fucking terrified. I am easy to scare. I was like, do not jump out on me. And he was like, all right, man, don't worry about it. So then he puts on the suit. I'm going up. I'm mingling in the party. He comes around the corner. Punched him right in the nose through the mask. Made his nose bleed. From it.
Matt, you know it's me. Why you punch me in the face?
I told him not to jump out on me. He almost made me cry in front of a house full of girls. Just saying.
Is that why you're not allowed around kids? Like if a kid jumped out, you're like, punch.
No, that's why I'm not allowed around black people.
That's why Matt Lees cries.
That's why I'm not allowed around. That's why I'm not. That's why I'm not allowed around black people.
Oh, I see.
Because he's black. I'm not racist. The guy I punched is black. Oh, fuck.
You're doomed. I thought your cat was black.
You're doomed.
What? I thought your cat was black. He has a black voice.
I heard your mom's black, bitch.
Yeah, so?
I don't even know what that means. Fuck you.
So, no, you told me your cat has a black voice. Every time you see your cat, you're like,
yeah, because the cats are like, man. Fuck you, man. Because you're like, come here. Come over here. And cats are just like, look at this asshole.
You're going to have to cut that out because we used that joke 2 weeks ago.
Well, stop fucking referring to jokes from 2 weeks ago then.
That's why it's funny to me. I keep.
Hey, you know what was awesome? Episode 41.
Yeah.
You know, this one time, Jeff,
at band camp,
fell asleep with his dick in his hand. Just thought I'd throw that out there. That might have been 42.
Yo, you got to tell this story.
No, I thought of a...
You got to tell this story. No,
this reminds me. I thought of a great game we could play. We get two individuals to sit right up close to each other so their knees are touching. No, it's not. No, not yet. And
I'm
he's
in.
Right into it. He's like, get over here. No, we're not prepared to do it today. But what we do is we give each of you to the two people sitting across from each other a big old mouthful of water so that they're so their cheeks are puffed out and everything. And then the rest of the room has to try their darndest to make one of them laugh, because then in resulting they would spit in the other person's face.
Okay, but I have no problem spitting water into anyone's face.
I know you don't, but...
So I would just...
That's fine. It'll be fun for whoever. I'm never
See, you put it on, then you put money on it so that the loser, like whoever spits, doesn't get the money.
Ooh.
Because I know that like he'd be interested in money.
I like money.
I saw the thought.
Maybe and if we put you on the other side, I know you interested in money.
No.
Why don't you beg for some money right now?
Read your contracts. I am not allowed to be involved in any games as I am the host, and I must remain. I must remain impartial at all times. For if I am not at least impartial, then this show cannot be trusted.
If you'd like to donate money to the Matt Lees Band, our CD is coming out soon. If you donate.
$25, you get a...
But you fucking... Okay, douchebag Matt here has this fucking barbecue lighter with a little LED light on it, and he fucking keeps pressing the button, but it's right in my goddamn eyes. And I am gonna fucking kill you, I swear to God.
If you donate $25 or more, you get a pre-ordered copy of the album. If you donate $100 or more, you get a custom cover song. Any song you want, we'll cover it, we'll send it back to you.
What song would you pick, Jeff Black? You'd pick something gay like Backstreet Boys, right?
I would pick... Fuck. Well, I would pick Madonna, Express Yourself.
You've got to make it.
Okay, what would you pick?
Hey.
I'd pick something gay too, like Spice Girls or something like that.
If you want it right now,
let me show you how.
These guys
baby,
are on cue
that's
today.
What you got. Baby, ready or not.
Express yourself.
Nice. Wow.
Hey, fuck. Well, hey.
Just keep mentioning songs. Apparently, they're going to sing them.
Sunday night.
Sunday.
Or I guess it's like fucking like, what, four Sundays ago now when this airs? Or whenever the fuck it goes
that's
on.
That's why we don't mention dates. By the way, somebody stinks.
Not me.
I'm just
me.
Saying, boys.
I just took a nasty shit.
Somebody stinks in here. Oh, it's the fuck game, son. You play one day too.
We're listening to a radio station on the way home, and the fucking gayest songs come on, and here me and Eddie are fucking belting out the lyrics. We knew every fucking word to Party in the USA, Miley Cyrus.
I blame radio because that's all they play. When you're at work, you're in a factory job, or you're driving like Jeff does, you hear it over and over and over again. So just used to it. You know it.
Depends what station you listen to. They have a certain amount of hours that are predetermined, so you're forced to listen to it because they want you to, because they paid for you to listen to it, and now you're going to listen to it. Exactly. And you're going to love Britney Spears because I do.
Oh, I love Britney.
Hands up, playing my song, butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like, yeah. Moving my hips like, yeah. Put my hands up, playing my song.
That's fucking
pathetic,
Jeff. Now
I'm
going to
be okay.
Yeah,
it's a party in the USA.
I'm not going to join you on this one, Jeff.
You wanted to a little bit. I saw your knee going a little. You were like, no,
he's trying to get over to
Van Douche.
LAX. Wait, don't call him.
Don't call him Van Douche. You might hurt his feelings.
I'm here now.
Are you sensitive though? Are you sensitive? Like you're an emotional subject?
No, I just really hate Matt. I just really everything Matt does and says just. Angers a certain part of my soul that can only be taken out in his face with a fist.
Yes, yet I keep showing up to his podcast.
Yeah, because I'm a bit of a masochist.
Instead of just getting him the fuck out of my life.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
don't say fair enough.
What's your history?
That's like, that's our quote.
Actually,
that's our line. Fair enough.
I've only really known Matt for like a year and a half.
Okay.
It feels like a waste of 15 months, but it's not bad.
Then get the fuck out.
Year and a half is... 18 months.
It took 3 months to realize he was a complete cunt.
Said the guy who got to put through two tables on Friday, but he's one up on
you. So it's like you're legally married, right? You're like common law.
We would be.
So which one of you guys would take it in the ass?
Definitely Matt.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, come on, you little pudgy bitch. You couldn't put the fight.
You wouldn't be allowed to do anything. You're a black belt. I'm a fat, chubby Welsh kid.
You. That's different.
You would, but then your entire everything that you've ever threatened, I'm gonna fucking hit you. Which, by the way, you said. In front of customers.
I know I did because you crossed the line.
Penthouse, how do you feel about that?
And I apologize.
How do you feel about this? That he cussed me out verbally in front of customers.
Yeah, I did get a complaint
when I made an internet attack at him. Is an internet attack justified in its revenge being yelled at in front of customers?
No.
I think that's 2-1.
Why don't you guys have a sword fight? Pull your dicks out, see who's the bigger man, and call it a day.
We already know I have a tiny penis. What?
We don't know that. Why would I know
Ask your mom. Boom. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Why you gotta involve his mom?
Well, because...
What if his mom's dead? I made a joke
She's
about
not.
Jeff
I've
Black.
Met his mom.
No, no. I made a joke about Jeff Black once. What about his mom? And he's like, my mom's dead. I'm like, shit. Well, I'd still do it. So
is
she, you just gotta
I think I did
time.
That to you once too, didn't I?
Yeah, so you just
all
know.
The fucking time, man. Yeah.
I make mom jokes?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry about that.
I
think
I
made one just on Sunday, didn't I?
Yep, yes, you did. Yep.
And you know his mom's dead.
I think I've forgotten, but once I said it, I was like, oh, shit.
See, now would you get emotional about that, man? Because you seem emotional.
Mom jokes?
No, but your dead mom, your dead dad, your dead cat, or your inflatable girlfriend.
Depend on how recently the death was. Like, I don't care about my grandfather because I didn't know he was dead. You can say all the gay shit about what you want about my dead grandpa. That's cool.
Dig up his bones.
For what?
No, but say someone died and say 2 years later we're making fun of your mom or we're having sex with her dead corpse or something like that.
It would all depend if I was here for it. When I'm
not
around.
That's all right. Wait,
when I hear about the podcast, I'm not around. It bothers me more.
So you'd rather watch us fuck your dead mom's corpse?
I'd rather hear you say the joke to my face.
Okay.
You ever heard that Tech N9ne song where he talks about this guy getting in a gang and they're going to rape a bitch and everything? Turns out to be his mom.
Oh, no.
It's nasty.
Terrible.
That's the kind of music I listen to, people.
Terrible.
Congratulations.
Wow, you're
Thank you very
you're
much.
Interesting.
No, Joey Allen threw it on. I'm like, oh, my God. This is like one of the most brutal songs I've ever heard in my life.
I love Joey Allen. I love his Hulk noises in the ring. You just get him to paint his whole body green and just embrace it. Because he's big, he's powerful, but he makes a lot of like, noises.
I remember after a match, I looked at him. I'm like, enough with the sex sounds. Because it was just,
Yeah, and you told him that once too. No, you were like, hey man, when I close my eyes during your matches, all I picture is this. And you made like the sex motions. It was awesome. Another visual joke.
Because everyone can see what you're doing.
I explained
Matt.
It. I did the token like lick and tap the ass thingy.
It's Listen, his show.
Yeah, man, it's his my show, motherfucker.
That's why him and Tim fight all the time.
That's right. If you and Tim don't like it, you guys can start your own fucking podcast.
I will.
Will right. you record it though? You know.
Yeah,
yeah. Have a whole setup and everything.
You guys can record.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, you already got the setup.
We will just do it at your house. Yeah, how's Tuesday? How's Tuesdays at 9?
Yeah, sure.
I'll just move aside.
I don't know. We might have commitments.
No, let's have a mock intro right now. Give each of them a mic. Give each of them a mic, and we're gonna set up the first episode. Of Tim and wait, for you guys need a name. Let's, you know, we're in the creative room right now. We're the creative team. We have to come up with a name for this new podcast right now. What are we going to call it?
Hick and Douche.
Right off the bat. And it's pretty good.
Two dudes, one dick.
Also great. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I was going to suggest Hardcore Homos bringing it hard.
No.
Are you sure you shouldn't be a director, dude, rather than a wrestler? Because it sounds like you're right in the gay porn industry.
Oh, fuck, man. Gay porn? There's money in that
Tara.
Shit.
No, it's not Tara. She won't be home for hours.
Hi.
Oh, hi, sister.
Hi. This is everyone.
Nice bathrobe.
Yeah, terrible. Great. Now there's two things they're going to throw at me. Awesome. That's all right.
Thank you. You made a mistake coming down here.
Okay.
And, okay, so... Who is she and how?
Shut up.
That was awesome.
That's Tara's sister? Older, younger?
So anyway.
Oh, younger.
We need to come up with the title. So are we going to go with Hick and Douche or two Dudes, One Dick?
I like Two Dudes, One Dick.
But Hick and Douche came out so quick. It was just like Hick and Douche. It's like you've been sitting there and he's like, if this motherfucker ever asks me, what would I name a podcast starring Tim Van Boss and Jeff Black, I'm going to call it Hick and Douche. It's like you've been sitting on it, and you were just like, I'm ready! Here it comes!
That's why the listeners love me.
And our first guest will be Tara's sister in her purple bathrobe.
You're a disgusting man. All right, you guys ready to start your own show? I'm going to give you an intro song and everything, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah. It's the Hick and Douche. It's Two Dudes, One Dick. We are your podcast leaders. We're so much better than Legend in His Own Mind or Spare Time that records 4 weeks earlier than the air date. And yeah, that's fucking all I got because I can't really fucking think. And here's Douche.
All right, it was weak. We're going to give you a better
song. I didn't even need to put my...
Wait, stop. Stop. Wait, we'll find you a better song.
Can't hear it. Plug in my headphones.
Oh, I don't have a splitter. So you don't get the headphones. So it doesn't matter. It'll only be funny to us. But that's fun, too. So we'll give you the cue. And I liked yours, though. Well done. Very well done. How about...
Put the goddamn headphones on.
Oh, here we go. Oh, no, this one's called Stupid Opening. Perfect.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hick and the Douche.
That's fucking it?
It's good enough for these guys. They're dancing. You can see Matt's tits going right now.
How's it going, Douche? Did you fuck a lot of men lately?
Only about 3 or 4 this week. What about you? You hit up over the 10 spot or what?
No. I was just, I got my one guy. That
look at you and your monogamy.
Yeah, I know.
Welcome back to the 50s.
Well, you know, it's a lot safer that way, and then we don't got to use a dome if we're completely faithful to each other.
Yeah, but you know when you're fucking a goat, you can't really impregnate the goat, right? You can leave the dome off.
Well, no, isn't that how they make mules? Is that a horse and a donkey?
I think that's...
Where you make a mule.
Yeah.
Either way,
it becomes sterile, and you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, but monogamy, it's good times. Like, you know, I know where his dick's been. He knows where my dick has been. It's, you know, I'm a one-asshole guy.
But then how do you justify the tax write-off for that giant hot tub you put in?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
All you and your orgies
from back in the day. We're talking about fucking dudes here. and you're bringing in fucking a hot tub? Like, what the fuck? You know,
I just filed my taxes. I got numbers in the mind.
It is bad to have sex in a hot tub because the pressure from the water going up can fucking do some serious damage.
Yeah, it can rupture blood vessels and shit on the inside. That's why you shouldn't have sex in a lake.
The one time I put anal beads into my boyfriend's butthole, and you know how you're just supposed to slowly pop them out?
Yeah, like about one Mississippi.
Yeah, like
two Mississippi.
It was like a lawnmower, and there was blood and shit everywhere. I got up and I left. I was like, peace, bitch. Have fun. I'm out.
So that's why I saw you at Bed Bath & Beyond in the bed sheet section.
Yeah, well, you got to replace them. It's only common courtesy, right? Like, you know, I'm not going to be a total dick about it. Like, yeah, you know, I made them, you know, shit blood. But I'm going to replace those sheets. And it's not going to be some cheap-ass fucking, like, 3,000 thread count. It's going to be nice.
You're going to go to the
Egyptian
nines.
Silk. Fucking with a nice, like, floral pattern. That's how I roll. That's how hardcore
water,
hick rolls.
Water treated as well, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Like, yeah. You know those pants they got now that, like, you can't stain anymore? It just, like, rolls off? It's the kind of sheets you gotta get. And that is so...
It's worth the extra $5.
Oh, yeah. It's so easy to clean the semen off. You just, like...
All right, wrap your show up.
You fucking zip
for another
towel
week.
And just... Whatever. All
right. Well, the producers are giving us the wrap it up sign, so you go ahead and say goodnight, bitch.
Good night, and a helpful homo tip. When you jerk off into a Kleenex and you put it on the floor or something like that, make sure your dog doesn't eat the Kleenex, because that is gross.
This has been another episode of Hick in the Douche.
I prefer two dudes.
I've heard that about you. There you go. Not so fucking easy, is it, you faggots?
I thought that was pretty good.
Actually, wasn't bad.
Entertained. It wasn't bad at all.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God, I'm gay.
See, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Jeff, I don't know if you noticed this or anything, but he has this recorded now. So
yeah.
There's so many bad things about what you guys just did.
Yeah.
What was it, 3 weeks ago? Yeah, I'd suck a dude's dick.
You know how much I could probably sell that to Ice for?
I don't
for your
care.
Next match?
I don't care.
Motherfucker's
anymore,
got
man.
Money, I think.
He's comfortable in his manhood.
Look, I can be like, Ice, give me $100. I'll give you a sounder of Jeff Black saying, I'll suck a dude's dick.
I was denied.
For the next time
denied.
We're in Elements.
It's like when you cheat on Tara, Matt. You deny, deny, deny.
How's her sister do that, though?
The love that me and Lenny share.
Younger
I mean,
sister?
Wait. Oh, no. My main squeeze. I was going to say the love that me and Lenny's mom share is private. But oh, man. Hey, listen, seeing as we just let fucking the Hick and Douche, which is fucking priceless, do their own little segment, do you have anything in mind there, Penthouse?
I can't do it now.
Why not?
I'm sorry. That just stole the show. How
That's
are you going to top that? Two
well,
homosexuals
listen,
going at it hardcore, and you want someone to come on top?
No. Hey-o.
Am I supposed to follow that
just because Triple H and Undertaker just had their match, we still have to go for the all title right. match.
Yeah, but it sucked.
The title match did suck.
See, I'm telling you, it's not good. Bad booking, man. Bad booking.
It's fair. So you got nothing. You chickened out.
No, you hit the music. I'll talk.
And he giggles over his own burp.
That's right, buddy. Wait till I fart. I won't be able to restart the show for 12 minutes. Just be giggling. See,
just like Beavis and Butthead.
This is a cool thing that I've ever seen.
Yeah, this would be a good time to hit the music.
Are you hitting the music? Or
yeah, hold on. Shut up. All right, I apologize. Here's your music. You ready?
This is awesome.
No talking when my music's off.
Call me brother.
Brother.
My people, this is Penthouse Lenny Lilac, and I'm here to shoot on you. Today, is a special day, as in the studio we have two men that have a dispute. And I am here to settle the dispute once and for all. For several months now, this has been going back and forth. I hate you. You hate me. We hate him. I still hate you. And everybody out there in the podcast listening world is completely tired of it. So today, on Penthouse Lenny Lilac's special show, we are going to end the dispute. Brothers, Matt Lees.
Reverend Matt Lees.
Fuck you. Don't talk while my music's on. What part of this don't you understand? This is 2 weeks in a row.
Shut up! You corrected how we say
don't
Lilac.
Don't talk!
You're a cunt.
Today, I ask that Tim and Matt put their hands together and end this dispute. We will no longer hear anything else about it because nobody cares. Nobody wants to know anymore. It's played out. So today, it ends. Right now. What the fuck?
That's
is
incredible
that?
Timing.
And he's out.
No talking.
It's a game over.
Let me put on his headphones.
People, please stay with me. You can't imagine pain. Between these two. So, right now, I would ask Tim to come forward and Matt to come forward and to join hands and put it to bed because nobody cares. And this is the end. Right here with my friend, Special Ed.
Why are you gonna call me Special Ed?
Don't talk! So, please raise your right hand. Please raise your right hand.
I'm assuming we're just shaking and not holding it.
Shit. Put your hands together! Thank you. And Reverend Special Ed, if you could bless this union, this will be the end of the dispute between Reverend Matt Lees.
Oh, shit.
And Tim Van Bosch.
Gross.
And we will never, ever hear of this again.
Dude, really?
Testify. Can I get an amen? It's over. And this is...
Wait, am I allowed to...
Shut up!
You said I'm not allowed to talk. And then you told me to say amen.
I was talking to him.
Well, he didn't say amen.
Shut up!
I'm trying to pull my pants on.
This is the end of Penthouse Lenny Lilacs. I will shoot on you.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry, your music will fade out. Don't worry.
I tried to get them to shake on it, but they wouldn't.
No, you tried to rub your junk at us.
You missed it, man.
Oh, I'm not. I won't listen to the podcast, so I'll never hear it.
That's true. You won't, dick. Oh, yeah, leave the door open. It's cool. We're not recording in here or anything.
Don't think about his sister.
Go see where she is.
You guys are creepy, man.
What would you do if you were us?
I would not be creepy.
You are creepy.
Matt's girlfriend's sister walks down in a purple robe. Now let's
into a room with five dudes.
Well, four
what
and
do
half.
You expect?
Hey,
what? You don't know who I was talking to? Fuck you! Prove it. I wasn't talking. I could have been talking about any one of you faggots.
Well, there's only one. There's clearly two faggots in here.
No, Not me. Not me.
You were just talking about sucking.
That's right. And how you would pants.
That wasn't them. Those are, that was a different show.
Ah, I see. I see. I see.
I hate you so much.
You know what? I like that. That was really good.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
I'm sick of fucking hearing about it.
It's awesome.
Thanks for not bringing me a cherry Dr. Pepper, by the way.
No problem.
Dick.
I didn't think you liked it. Hi, how you doing?
You didn't ask.
Yeah.
You didn't ask, asshole, and that's the problem.
Usually ask. Bring me a coffee.
Well, I knew douchebag was bringing. I mean, Tim was bringing one. Sorry, it's going to take me a while to adjust.
See, okay, this is hard because I really want to call him a douchebag right now.
No, you guys can call each other's names, but I just don't want... This is... Whatever.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have to listen to you now. There's no music playing. Fuck you. I'll turn my music on and you can't talk.
You do what you like. This is your show.
That's right. Don't you forget it. Speaking of that, if you would like to donate... I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Don't forget to check us out at pwacanada.com.
You know why I didn't bring in cherry Dr. Pepper?
Why?
Because apparently I'm not allowed out in public anymore because, as you've heard in the past, every time I go somewhere, I get in an altercation with people.
Yeah.
Was it a hobo?
Well, mainly because you're a bigot.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not a bigot.
You just hate everybody equally. That's
Penthouse
okay.
Lenny Lilac is not a bigot. There you go.
Well, anyway.
Penthouse Lenny Lilac is not totally a bigot.
There you go.
Okay, thank you.
That's more accurate statement.
Arr. Hey, are you telling us a story? Go ahead.
Sure. I was going to pick up this cherry Dr. Pepper for myself and right. none for you.
Right.
The guy in front of me in line questioned the cute teller who was working and said, how much was this? And he bought himself a bunch of chocolate for, I take it, Easter.
Right.
You know, Jesus bringing his eggs and shit.
No, it's the bunny that brings the eggs.
Oh, what?
The bunny brings the eggs to celebrate the rebirth of Jesus.
What does rabbit have to do with Jesus?
What does fucking...
Well, every year that is an egg hunt, I thought Jesus did it.
I thought Jesus was a rabbit.
Well, I heard he fucked a lot, but like, no, what does Santa have to do with Christmas? The day he was born, we invented a fat guy in a red suit to give us all fucking presents. Hallelujah, Christianity. Now, Easter is the same shit. Apparently, it's a day that he died 3 days, and then he came back 3 days later, so let's all eat chocolate fucking eggs. Hallelujah.
Celebration, asshole.
Of what? Of what?
Jesus. Of life.
I can celebrate life right now in this room.
Yeah, but you're going to jerk off in front of four guys. That's not celebrating life. That's being a faggot.
That sounds like a guy podcast. Who was, when he was trying to bless the union, tried to take his cock out.
I'm not gay if you grab my dick.
you tried to take
you're
it out.
You're my bitch.
No.
Yeah, I was going to let you shake my dick.
So if you take it out and put it in my hand, I'm the gay one.
Yes. If I put my dick in your ass, you're fucking gay.
But
it's
you're
just
not.
Another hole for me.
Oh, okay.
A hole is a hole.
I beg to differ. I really don't know if I can get
I'm sorry,
this.
Man. If I'm getting fucked in the ass, that makes me a faggot. If I'm fucking you in the ass, well, that makes you my bitch.
So letting Jeff blow me doesn't make me gay. Right?
I guess not.
Can I have a clip of that?
Yeah, sure. Sure you can. It's going to be available at legendinmysparetimepodcast.podbean.com and on iTunes.
Do you like it? And do I use teeth?
What? No teeth ever. Come on, we talked about this.
So I had a chick use her teeth the one time, and it was one of my first blowjobs ever, and I was like, oh God, this hurts so bad, but my dick is in her mouth, and then yeah. I already knew, because my, of all people, my karate sensei told me, he gave me the story of when he first got married, his wife made his lunch for him. And when he came home that day at work, she's like, oh, how was your lunch, honey? And he said, oh, it was great, but like, hey, could you maybe put like mustard on it? And then she looked at him. She's like, well, why don't you make your own fucking lunch then? So he's like, you never tell them what to do wrong because they'll never do it again. And I was like, that was going through my head. And I was like, do I tell her that please don't use teeth and then have
I
the
be
fear
the
of never
you.
Being blown again?
You were thinking about your karate teacher and lunch when you were getting a blowjob.
It was a horrible.
So you're thinking
job.
About a man, though,
right?
A blowjob
once again.
And he knew it was wrong, even though it was his first one, because he wanted.
Yeah, like come on, man.
I was not thinking about the man. I was thinking about the advice and how it applied to the situation, because I was not having fun. Like it was like fucking hamburger meat down there, man. It was all split.
Where's that fucking belt?
It's like it was like if you put a slice in a hot dog, then you threw it in the microwave. That's what the end of my dick looked like after that.
You know what?
Job.
This kind of is interesting in a way. What is the worst sexual experience of your life? Why don't you go around the horn?
Well, I'm not allowed to tell jokes about stories about Tim's mom anymore, so I can't tell mine.
That was pretty good, though, right?
Okay, you tell me and I'll tell
you. Don't sell it.
You know, because he just said, you know, don't make fun of each other anymore. And then he said, worst sexual experience. And I went to your mom, even though we just made a truce. Come on, it's funny. We're killing them.
I tipped the hat that I'm not wearing towards you. That was well timed.
Thank you.
Well done.
Okay, so. Oh, God.
I guess we got to start what? You want clockwise from you?
Cockwise? What?
What? Bitch?
Sorry? Okay, but yours can't be about a dude. So we'll come back to yours. I would like, it was your idea to bake the cake. I want you to start us. Your worst sexual experience.
Well,
I hope it includes Reggie Marley.
No, I don't do dudes, man.
Right.
We can start with the train tracks or we can go with the naked elbow. They're both pretty bad.
Okay, wait. Let's wait then. Let's train tracks or naked elbow. This is interesting.
You guys get the vote.
Okay. I want train tracks. Which one would you like?
Naked elbow.
So that's one for each.
You want naked elbow.
Okay, naked elbow.
Naked elbow. I guess.
Dude, I've got to go train tracks.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, now it's a fucking tiebreaker. Tell them both.
No, you know what?
The train tracks one really wasn't that bad. I was just doing a girl at train tracks. I'm like, what am I doing?
What?
I finally, like, I'm like, why the hell am I doing this? So I just finished up and ran away.
You just left?
Ran away?
You left her there?
Oh, yeah, man. I was like, if this girl is bad enough to be doing this with me at train tracks, like, This is bad.
Right, because it's not... Because in that situation, it's not the dude that's the dirtbag. It's the chick.
No, I was the dirtbag. I got the fuck out.
So you finished and just ran?
Well, I zipped up. You're not going to fall in my pants or anything.
But did you say anything to her, like, see you later? Or did you just, like, turn around? Full sprint.
Peace.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was bad.
That's terrible. Then,
that was pretty good. See you later.
It reminds me of my buddy once. The same guy that I punched in the face in the scream mask. He was taking a piss once in the woods when we thought we were lost. We were kids, you know, we were young. And he was taking a piss and he heard a big noise. And as he turned around, he ran with his dick still out. And he's running going, oh, Lordy, don't let me down with my dick out. Don't let me down with my dick out. He's trying to put his dick away as he's running. And it was just some stupid noise. We were stupid high school kids. But anyway, naked elbow.
All right, so I bring this girl home from the bar. And this was in the past. I'm in a relationship with a child now.
You're in a relationship with a child?
It's fucked up, ain't it?
Hey, for next time you wrestle this guy, I got this great sound clip for you. It's him admitting that he loves kids, and for you, it's $100.
No, come on, you
motherfuckers. I'll throw in an Iron Cheek action figure.
Why'd you have to point that out, man? Come on now.
Because one day the courts will point it out, so we're just getting it out of the way.
And I have a child.
Oh, that's not what you said.
Eddie Osborne is no longer fucking women at the train tracks. He's very happy with his wife and child. Is that better?
In a relationship with the child. Awesome.
Should we play it back again? Let's all listen again.
Let's hear it one more time. I'm in a relationship with a child now.
Just as funny the second time, if you ask me.
Fuck. Anyway, so I bring a girl home from the bar. And I was sky high drunk. Like, out of my mind. And I don't know why. We're both naked. And I'm like, 1 minute.
You don't know why you're naked?
No, I don't know why I had this idea.
Okay, sorry.
So,
go ahead.
She's naked, lying in the bed. I'm naked. And I climb up my dresser. She's like, what are you doing? Naked elbow, right? Shawn Michaels would have ate his heart out, baby. And I hit it. And then she didn't get hurt, thank God. But I couldn't stop laughing. And she's like, that's not funny. Stop laughing. I couldn't stop laughing. She's like threatening to leave. And I just couldn't stop, like, in hysterics laughing. So she left. And I sat there laughing in my bed naked after a top rope dresser.
That's
elbow.
Amazing. Good for you. That's great. That's not a terrible sexual experience. That's a fantastic one.
You should have recorded that shit.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I did it.
He just did. He just
it's
recorded
just, it.
It
was just like,
Naked Elbow, hence your episode title this week.
Man.
The Naked Elbow. I was with
that
this.
Would be the most uncomfortable experience of her life when I showed her what the Naked Elbow was all about.
Yeah, so, let's go do it right now. I got a camera. Let's go.
That should be your new finisher in BWA. You should get on the top rope, strip naked, and then give your guy a fucking flying
elbow.
No,
you only wrestle women from now on.
And you wait, I've seen him wrestle a chick before.
And you, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, which chick?
The one who, I don't know if I can say this, so if not, tell me to cut it out, but the one who messed up a baseball slide and then you threw her on the ground.
That sounds wrong.
No, I don't mean you
threw her. Did I throw her in the barbed wire?
No. Oh, I saw you do that to a chick once too, you crazy fuck. That was awesome.
And then I threw the other guy on top of her.
Yeah, these guys had the ring set up in the middle of a seating section. So then leaning from the apron or from the floor of the ring to the tables were 2x4s built in, or bigger than 2x4s built into these massive just barbed wire
spider webs.
And you threw a girl into it.
Yep. It felt good.
Okay, well, the one I was talking about was outside at an outdoor show when I got my feet sunburned. And she tried to do a baseball slide. I think she missed by like a mile. So you just kind of grabbed her feet and went. Poof. It was awesome.
I don't know who you're. Oh, yes. Now I know who you're talking about.
Who was it?
It was Allison.
Allison Valentine.
No, what's her ring name?
I have no idea.
Shit.
I only remembered her as the chick you threw on the ground. You what?
What was she?
Eric's ex.
Oh, Allie Hooft?
Yeah, but she wrestles as Allison something.
Kay?
Oh, fuck.
No.
Says the ring announcer. No idea.
Cut. Are you going to clap here as well? Cut this.
No. Do you want all that out?
I don't give a fuck.
So yours. Let's have yours.
My worst? I haven't really had any bad ones. There's when I was.
Yeah, I think you were telling me a story on one of our road trips down the streets to set up the ring about a dog peeing and you having to go.
Oh, that was with.
Because that sounded pretty horrible.
I won't say her name. So, okay. This one chick.
Whoopi Goldberg?
No, I'm not saying her name. I'm not saying this name. And she is the absolute best sex I've ever had in my life. And so I'm waiting. She's out of my life now, so I'm waiting for a girl to replace her. But the one night, I bring her home to my place, and I'm sober, and she's drunk as all hell. And she wanted it this way.
Careful. That's a dangerous sentence to start. She wanted it this way.
No. Like, she felt, is this a dig against me? The only time she'd have sex with me is when she was drunk.
Hey, wait, did you get to nut?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
What do you
man.
Give a fuck? Boom. Fuck that. Who cares?
But,
give her $20 for cab fare and get her to get
but before, so, like, I was driving her, I was, like, going to drive her home, but she wanted to have sex right now. So, I backed my car up against the building. I pop the hood up because it's in downtown Guelph and there's cameras all over the place. And I'm like fucking the shit out of her. Like in the parking lot on the fucking, it's a municipal parking lot in Guelph behind Cowboys Bar.
Google map it.
Yeah, Google map that. I'll
Google
show
map,
you.
Google map Cowboys Bar in Guelph, Ontario.
I'll
you
show
can
you
see
the exact spot. Hey, it was great times. Anyways, I finally convinced her like, yo, please, let's go to my place. And I get her home, and she's raring to go, and I have a dog.
Who's a looking dog who doesn't like people.
And the dog, yeah. And the dog is like, wants to go out, and this girl is just raring to go. My dick is in her mouth, and I'm like, I gotta let the dog out. She's like, fuck your dog. Just fuck
Wait,
me.
Wait, she wanted you to fuck the dog,
no,
too?
No, she's like, just fuck. And she's just like, begging. And I'm like, all right.
Please fuck the dog.
And then, yeah. No, you're fuck sick.
Fuck you said, she said, dog. Fuck the dog.
No.
Okay, yeah.
Forget about the dog.
I did.
Please screw me. That's what she
okay,
was saying.
Okay, fair enough.
Anyways, so I'm like, we're fucking. And out of the corner of my eye, the dog walks into my bedroom, squats, takes a piss, and is like looking right at me like, fuck you fucking cunt.
You made me do this.
And then it's like all I can fucking smell, and my dick got soft, and she's like, what's the problem? And I'm like, the dog pissed. She looked at me when she was pissing. It smells like urine. I have to clean it up.
Do you know how you could have remedied that, though? if you would just turn her around, start fucking her doggy style, no pun intended, pull it out, spat on her back, and rub that shit in. She would never know. She was drunk, and you would still be a man.
It's just, it's all I could smell was the fucking urine. It's like when I woke up this morning, and like, you know, I was sick, and I was like, come on, dog, let's go outside. She wouldn't go out, and then come out of the washroom, and there she is taking a piss right in front of my computer chair. And I'm like, you fucking dog. So I grabbed her by the scruff of the neck, one-handed her all the way up the steps. There you go. She finished a pee outside.
They have a cure for that now, eh? You can just have lead inserted right behind their ear. Just a little piece of lead right behind their ear. They'll stop pissing everywhere.
No. She doesn't piss all over.
I thought you were
going
to say, who's the solution for that? You walk
up to
him,
piss all
you
over
punch
the
him
place.
In the back of the fucking head every time he pees.
No, just...
Is that legit?
Yeah, really.
Why do you know that?
Because they just put it...
I knew where you were going.
You're a fucking dick, man.
Hurt,
fuck
man.
You. But the... I don't really have any bad sexual experiences. Just like
I bet you a bunch of girls you've been with, dude.
Awkward ones. Hey.
If you want Tim Van Boss's craziest sex story, you just have to go back to an older episode where we read it in full detail.
That was a bad sex story. I don't know if it's the craziest one.
Well, what's your craziest one? Remember, well, you're a spoken man now.
Yeah,
you don't
want
to be
man.
Seen to be giving yourself bad PR.
Hey.
What? I'm just saying.
Okay. What? I just can't talk shit about the girl that I'm with. That's
okay.
The rule that we've
Fair
kind
enough.
Of agreed. I'll give you guys a few options. Do you want me to recap the older story for the current listeners that might not be listening back as far as like episode 16?
No, I don't think they liked it because they just sent an email saying the old one sucked.
So yeah, let's move on. New story.
New story. All right.
Everyone knows you fuck Bullet Belt twice.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit terrified as
in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes. Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart. And I need you now tonight. I fucking need you more than ever.
And you're holding on to me tight. We'll be holding on forever. That was awesome.
I gotta go find the purple robe girl because I feel gay now because of that.
Fuck. Terrible.
All right.
Sorry
to cut you off, Van Douche. Purple.
That's what your gimmick is, right?
Purple robe girl actually looked like the 19-year-old Allison chick I boned. Same kind of straight hair.
Move on. Tim Van Boss, let's have your
story.
Yeah,
you so upset.
He knows so uncomfortable.
Speaking of uncomfortable, I'll just make it nice and quick. Not...
As you usually do in the bedroom. Sorry, I was still thinking about
I bet you were.
Comeback for this cunt.
Yeah.
And then I got a little slow, but I still got you.
Not the girl that I'm currently with, the girl that I was with before that. Most awkward highway head I have ever had with her. We were driving down the 402 towards Sarnia where my parents live, and it's middle of the afternoon, like a Monday or something. And we're just about to finish as a school bus full of children pulls right alongside and passes us in the middle lane.
You should have came in your own mouth and Spider-Man the window.
Why would I come my own mouth?
I mean hand. I mean, because if we could, let's face it, if any of us could come in our own mouth, right, none of us would be recording a podcast. We'd all be at home sucking our own dicks. No. You shoot in your hand, you look up at one of the kids, and you go, throw it on the window. A la fucking Alfred, what's his name? I was going to say Alfred Hitchcock. Good evening, I'm Alfred Hitchcock. I'm going to come in your mouth. No, who was I thinking? Who's Spider-Man's the... What am I thinking of?
Topher Grace? I don't know.
What is wrong with you, man?
I don't know. Says the guy who tried to put his dick in my hand.
I was trying to bless your guys' bitch fest being over.
I meant Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs.
Boosh.
Fuck you all. Please finish your story that I was pretending to listen.
That was
to.
Kind of the end of it. Yeah, no, we. I.
You
was
kind
bad
of Jeff
time.
Black story. I phase out. And I don't mean it. Well, I do mean it as an asshole comment because I'm an asshole. But
it's true.
I'm just like, fuck. He's talking again.
Which are you talking about, Jeff?
Both
or
of them.
Dude?
Both
oh,
of
both
them.
Of
they
them.
Kill me.
It's just like.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm singing songs in my head, I'm checking the score on the game, and then they're like, oh, it's over, and then I tell a joke about them, and they just said it.
Yeah, that's funny. That's going to be your gimmick on the podcast. You know,
guy who doesn't listen.
Yeah, and you're going to retell these stories next week. One time I gave this chick a naked elbow. oh, what's a naked elbow? Well, and you'll
naked
go to
naked elbow is classic.
I think that should be, I legitimately think you should do that in the ring.
Did I tell you guys a story about fucking my one girlfriend on her kitchen counter?
No.
And then her dad came in and made a fucking sandwich where we were fucking.
That's
and I was
awesome.
Like, did you enjoy that, Ken?
Yes,
his
name
is
Ken.
Oh,
my dad's
name. He had a lot of money, didn't he?
Fuck.
He's got a ton of money, man.
Where's that money now?
I don't know. Not in my pocket.
Can I borrow 20 bucks?
Yeah.
Only 90?
Hey, man, you want to buy an Ultimate Warrior defining moment?
No, I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm paused.
$20 bucks flat rate.
I went to Planet Leisure on Saturday, I think it was.
370 Highland Road West, Kitchener, Ontario, 519-772-0131.
I didn't know the phone number, but yes, that was the place. And I seen these Marty Jannetty, Shawn Michaels Rockers figures.
That's right.
And damn, they were like $150.
They're only $119.99.
$119.99, and they are collector's items.
And
I'm
if
like,
you follow...
God damn. I need to find
Planet
some
Pleasure
other fucker.
On Facebook, you get 50% off.
15. 15. 15% off.
Damn.
Now,
man.
Not all the figures are marked that way. That's
No. It was behind the glass. It was a special item. I'm like, I got to find some motherfucker on eBay and sell it to him for $200. Go down to the store and make some coin.
You would, because you see them on eBay all the time. $279.99.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. Yeah. But I couldn't even believe they're in
My
there.
My price
so
is
some
fair.
Some rare stuff in there. Some real rare stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah, speaking of comparing. Fuck it, I'm not even going to make the Marty Jannetty joke. Speaking of the Shawn Michaels Marty Jannetty connection.
One of us goes on to greatness. The other one goes through a plate glass window.
That's true. Because, come on, you're the Marty Jannetty, for
Nobody
sure.
Nobody likes you, and that's okay. Because you don't like any of them anyways.
It's true, it's true. And he doesn't like anyone.
He's
so.
Not allowed to make fun of you. I can.
That's right. Shut up, boss. He loves when you call him boss, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of wishes that we could make it like his nickname and always call him boss. He loves it.
Yeah, hog.
Yeah.
See, I'm glad that you made that joke.
Man.
What do you mean by that comment, asshole?
I mean, it always call happens me fat? In the back of my head.
What? What do you mean? What is that supposed to mean?
You can't throw me under the bus. I just admit
well,
it.
Well, you made a comment. What do you mean? I think that you could have offended him. I think you should watch your mouth.
Fuck you, Matt.
Fair enough.
If he was really worried about me offending him, he wouldn't be here either.
Oh, no, he didn't know you were coming. I sprung this on them at the last moment.
Like, I should rephrase that. If he really was worried about me offending him, or if he really didn't like me, he wouldn't let me work at his store.
It's true.
He wouldn't let me host game nights. And
when was your last shift at the store?
A few weeks.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. It was a joke.
Actually, my last shift at the store got canceled last minute. Which was unfortunate because it was supposed to be.
I told you
because we ran out of money.
I told you 2 days ahead that you weren't going
to
be doing.
Yeah, is that enough notice? I got a little sad by that. I wanted to work.
That's plenty of notice.
Actually, if you want to get serious for a minute,
am I fired?
No.
Okay, I don't care.
Tim, when he did work, he
outsells
you
money
a lot.
He outsells me. That's fine.
Yeah.
I actually had a lot of fun learning about darts and shit in your store with all that magazine you had, dude.
Exactly, and you don't know shit.
Oh, sure I do. Flights are over there.
Oh, yeah. What's the thing with the spinny dilly?
The flight.
No.
I have no idea. I'm not there for the darts, okay?
What are you
but
there
the darts
for?
Sell, dude.
It doesn't have to be about the darts. It's you're there to make me money.
Yeah, I'm there to do my best.
And he made me money that day.
He probably blew
you're
somebody.
Welcome.
He probably Thank blew you. Somebody.
Well, either way, I get a cut. So if you want to start blowing people,
speaking of you
or you're
going to
blow people, I get my fair share.
Speaking of getting a cut of shit, has Johnny McDouchebag, the Magic the Gathering guy, sold
no,
any shit?
No, fuck that guy. If you're listening to this, don't ever come back in my store, you magic motherfucker.
Yeah. We're keeping your cards. Fuck you.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you like this gentleman?
Apparently, I wasn't there. You tell the story because I can't tell it because I wasn't there.
He's a dickhead.
So why is he a dickhead?
You dislike him because he's a dickhead?
No, he went behind the counter and started acting like he worked there and selling his own shit in my store when I wasn't there.
Helping himself to the cupboard that he thought his cards were in, standing full behind the counter like, yeah, let's talk. And I pretty much just pushed him to the side and was like, stand over there.
You know he wants to work
for
you,
be more confrontational.
Right,
tell the truth.
What do you mean?
That's not how you told me. I hate that motherfucker.
Well, I do because he's trying to fucking take food out of your kids' mouths.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to sell my cards here, and yeah, I'll give fucking Lenny, I'll give him 20%.
Yeah,
fuck
but
me.
if he wants to buy them, they're $200, but if you guys want to buy them, they're $150.
Yeah, he said those words. to you, right? Yeah. We can throw him under the bus for that.
Yeah, no, you can throw him under the bus for that. This guy is looking to sell off a large collection of Magic the Gathering cards. And he'd rather sell them in bulk. Yeah.
Nerds.
No, this is important. So he told me, because I am one of the players, I'm one of the hosts of these game nights, that if I wanted to buy it, my boys, yes, nerds.
Listen, the story's
all... You want to be ogre on this one, buddy?
Jeff, the story's almost finished. Hold on. Go ahead.
Hit the bell.
Back to the douchebag comment. He was willing to sell it to players for $150, the bulk.
But if Lenny wanted it, $200.
It'd be $200, because that's the way he feels about retailers.
But I let this motherfucker come in my store and play for free, and he tries to hawk his shit in my store for nothing.
Yeah.
Would I come to your event and without your permission and just try and say, hey, man, you want to buy a t-shirt? You want to buy a wrestling figure at a wrestling show? No. Yeah.
Not without asking first.
Yeah. And,
and then by being like, yeah, I'm okay with giving him 20% or whatever it is. I'm like, yeah, because if you're not, go fucking sell him out of your trunk, prick. So then I'm like, why don't we just fucking put the box of cards in the back of the store? Be like, what cards?
No, you gotta be good about it. Put them in a box and tape the fuck out of that box. Like 10 rolls of duct tape. That was for Jeff Black, duct tape. But yeah, 10 rolls of it, and tape it up, and then here you go.
But it's empty?
Like did to the thumbtacks.
Oh, the cards are worth a lot of money.
No, I put them in a box, like I said.
Nerds like Van Boss will pay a lot for those cards.
Yeah, if you actually parted it out and eBayed each individual card, he could make $1.5 grand. But he just doesn't have the time or wherewithal while he's unemployed.
Fuck this place. Let's go.
We got $1,000 worth of
cards. The best part, this guy's day job, he is a magician. Oh, wow. He is a sword-swallowing, fire-breathing, card-trick-flinging, dove-releasing magician.
Sword-swallowing is for sure.
Definitely.
I thought we were burying the guy, not putting him over, because I want him to come to my birthday now.
When is your birthday?
April
28th. Wow, that's soon.
Champagne year, baby.
It'll be after this fucking podcast.
Probably, the way these things work. Yeah, Although this could also go up tomorrow. Who knows?
I will be drunk.
Nice.
Or I will just be sitting on my couch eating pizza.
With a magician.
It's Thursday night.
Listen, I know a couple magicians. I might bring you a magician.
It's a Thursday night, no, so clowns. I'll probably be eating pizza.
I don't like clowns either. We're even.
What the fuck? Okay. People are scared of clowns.
Yeah, we are.
Are fucking pussies.
I'm not scared of them. I just don't like them.
It's a fucking clown. It's a guy in fucking makeup and a red nose. What's so fucking scary?
They're terrifying, man.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
You're a fucking puss.
Yeah, okay, well, that's fact A. I understand that. But okay. I'm also scared of clowns.
I'm scared of fucking dying. I do not want to die.
Why?
Because if you...
What, chickens are dying?
Why are you afraid of dying?
Who's not afraid of dying?
Me.
I don't want to fucking die.
You know why? This week, when I'm dead, it's over.
This weekend, man... We drive the ring to the venues. I put
Correction.
The trailer on.
I drive the ring to the venue.
Right. All right. I was trying to put you over, but now you can just eat a dick, scared boy. Go fucking die.
Yeah. Oh, that's hurtful. No, we don't want him to die. We enjoy his work.
I know, and I need him to drive the ring.
Put me over.
Yeah. If he dies, I'm gonna be driving the ring.
No, Joey Allen's over.
Fair enough.
Keep going.
Because then if I drive, yeah, go ahead.
No, anyways, trailer comes off the hitch.
Yeah.
That thing could have been horrible. Driving down the 7-8. Boom. The chains held up, though. No one died. Calm is cool. But he could have died there. He didn't even care. He was like, okay.
I was in full control.
He's scared of death.
I just, man, I don't, fuck. You know how shitty that'd be if you go to sleep and you don't wake up?
It wouldn't be shitty at all because you wouldn't notice.
It's like a day off, for fuck's sakes.
Yeah, you'll be dead. No one's fucking with you. The phone's not ringing for money. You're dead. It's over.
My phone doesn't ring for money.
No, it's because you're rich, bitch.
I'm not rich.
Can I borrow $20?
Can I
borrow $20?
If you donate,
fuck yourself.
Donate $25.
You know what? I'll donate $20. Oh, what's that?
All right, $25, and I'll chop Van Boss.
What? $25, and I slap you with my dick.
But you'd have to get so
in your stupid fucking face.
What would you do for money?
Yeah, oh, I've seen what you would do for money, sir.
What the fuck would I do for money?
I don't know. Hit people with chairs?
No,
tables?
Yeah, he's the promoter.
Throw him through. Oh, wait.
Let's play What's Your Price.
That's breaking kayfabe. Okay, what's your price for what? Taking a shot in the mouth from a dude?
What's your price?
There's no... I don't know. I don't know.
25 grand.
And you...
And it's out there like that. Jeff Black would take dick to the face for 25
so
grand.
So for 25 grand, you'd let a man come in your mouth?
Yep.
25 grand's a lot of money, though.
If you gave me a bag of $25,000, and if it was even you, Matt Lees...
Even maybe we can get a podcast donation for this.
Yeah.
Would someone double that?
I would even look at you while you did it.
See, I don't know if I'd want that part.
Don't look at me. I'm a little grossed out.
Don't look at me.
All right, so
25 grand could solve a lot of problems.
You don't have any problems. Your money bags, remember?
No, I still
if
got
we're looking
debts
to solve
I
problems,
pay.
I guess my price is $423,818.12.
What the fuck?
That's a good number.
That's about how much I owe right now.
Oh, man.
That's the long-term solution. You'd go through 25 grand a month.
No, I couldn't. No,
you'd suck a dude's dick for 25.50. I'm talking to the fucking van boss here. So 25 grand's on the table, Eddie Osborne. You take a shot in the mouth?
No.
Dude. 50 grand.
What if someone
okay,
knows
we're
sees
playing
that.
The game. Okay, 25 grand. The answer is?
I'd slap a guy with my dick.
Will you take it in the mouth for 25 grand, sir?
No.
Okay. Tip?
30,000.
No, I want like
35.
$1 million.
50 grand.
I got a pretty mouth.
We'll give you 50 grand 100. To take it in the mouth right now. Will you?
We all know.
75.
$100,000.
75 grand cash right now. Take it in the mouth.
No, that's homosexual.
100,000.
No, thank you.
I'm just going to keep this could be no, a new game show.
That's nasty.
For 100 grand, bullshit. No way you'd say no.
Your fucking children see that.
No,
your
you don't.
Your mother
have,
sees
no,
that.
Man, no.
If no one knows, they don't care. No, doesn't count, right?
Listen,
someone's got to see that shit.
There's no, they're not. Phone. Because in this hypothetical world where somebody paid you to 100 grand to let them for you to blow them,
oh, then
they don't want anyone to know either.
But people will do it. Yeah, sure, they were. There's some sick
no, this is a game show
world.
On network
television.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this already a game show on Japanese TV?
I don't know. It must be.
What are you watching?
A lot of Japanese TV.
Yeah, he wants maybe watch a thing where a dude's head blew up.
Every Tuesday night,
nothing.
I spend
that was during,
my time.
Like, the opening credits.
You Tuesday what? Night at 9:30, I'm usually at home watching Japanese TV.
Yeah, usually.
But then I miss the podcast.
Beats being here.
And then I cry. So, for 100 grand, you would not take a shot in the mouth?
If no one knew about it, sure, who wouldn't?
Oh, ah, he said he'd take a shot. I'm just kidding.
Nobody knows about it. We do it for 25 grand now?
No.
50?
No.
75?
I said no.
Yeah, but nobody knows. 50.
I know.
75.
I know.
Okay, nobody knows, and a brand new ring, sound system, lighting system for PWA, and a truck and trailer.
What's wrong with the sound and lighting system
no, nothing.
That he uses right
no,
now?
I did
top of the line one, though.
It's yours.
Said.
That's what's wrong with it. No. He doesn't want, he wants his own.
I'm
hey,
talking
I will,
like,
I
I'm talking like the speakers.
To anybody.
The speakers are branded with PWA logos.
If you would like to rent Jeff Black's sound system and whatever, follow Matt Lees. And
yeah, and apparently he'll pay you money for you to use his. I'm just kidding. See, because you said you lose and then.
No.
See what. No?
No, what?
It's a can little you, funny, right?
See, no.
If you want to use Jeff's sound equipment,
no.
You can use his gear and then he'll pay you. No?
They're going to kill you. Lights.
I'm just. Look, I'm in a band. I know what it's like to lose money. I thought it was a little bit funny.
Matt, fucking Lenny Storr is unsuccessful. He knows what it's like to lose money.
Why are you taking a
why,
shot at him now?
Why we all got a hurt feeling?
Yeah, here? Man. Mine was funny. Now you're just being mean.
I
unsuccessful.
Like Lenny Storr.
Yeah.
I like Lenny's story.
It's not success. It's very successful. I'm only 6 months in.
Yeah, 6 months, dickhead.
What? Hey, don't turn this on me.
You turned it on
so,
him.
So what would you do, Mr. Lenny, for 25 grand?
Nobody knows? Nobody
no.
knows? 25
no.
grand? No.
Higher.
50 grand.
50. Today?
Tomorrow.
No more.
All right, Lenny. 50 grand. Nobody knows. And the guy who's doing it dies in 1 week.
Oh, I do it for 20. But I mean, that's your question.
Herpes.
It's his dying wish.
That Lenny you, Lilock?
Take
him
in the face. He's willing to put you into the will for a solid chunk of change. 50 grand, 75 grand, whatever.
Nobody knows?
Nobody knows, and he dies in 1 week.
Deal. Press the button, fucking Howie. I'm taking the deal, Howie.
And the guy you have to blow is the big black guy from Police Academy.
Whatever. Perfect. He can make sound effects. Oh, that's the other black guy.
If you had to choose one of the black guys, would you choose the one with the sound effect?
I'm not choosing black guys.
Don't be racist. No, because you know he'd be making like chipmunk noises the whole time he was fucking you.
You know? How do you like them nuts in your mouth?
Yeah. This is the gayest episode ever.
No, it's not. He didn't even say he'd suck a dude's dick yet.
I never said that shit.
Oh, you did.
Man, this sharing microphone sucks.
Should we play? It's your microphone. Should we play back the clip where he said he'd suck a dude's dick?
Sure. Answer it here.
Because he's denying it. Yep. How about that? How about this? Ready? Oh, I think he very clearly stated, "I'll suck a dude's dick."
Might have clearly.
It don't matter.
Might have clearly.
Let's take a vote before we finish. What did you hear? What did you hear, Tim?
I heard he likes dick.
Right, Eddie. What did you hear?
Nothing. I wasn't listening.
At least you're consistent, bro. Lenny, did you hear him just confess that he suck a dude's dick?
I'm hard of hearing.
Hate you.
Two fucking, to one.
Fucking hate you. I'm going to play the clip again. Here it is. Why? Perfectly clear.
That's not me.
Sounds just like you.
It's not me.
Sounds just like the guy.
Maybe it was White Jeff.
White Jeff. Yeah, oh, White you mean Jeff. Steve White?
Steve White, he writes emails.
Steve White, who emailed us, who might have been Jeff Black.
Has anyone here ever emailed the podcast trying to put themselves over, somebody else over, throwing someone under the bus?
No. I've emailed other American podcasts and called them cunts and stuff.
Okay.
I don't think there's been any email prior
Jeff,
to
have
this
you
week.
Emailed?
That's true. They're few and far between, the Legend in My Podcast contact that we get.
But you have your Facebook group. Why don't people join
it? Oh, you just
it
received
it.
Start
a hate mail chain?
Maybe they like it. I don't know.
I don't know. There's got to be something that somebody likes about it, because we all keep coming back.
Yeah, but we have fun. Jeff doesn't even listen to it.
Nah.
He doesn't even listen while he's in the room.
No, not really.
How's that cold high hitting you? You're an hour in.
Dude,
eight.
I'm like...
Flying?
Freaking dying right now, man.
All right, well then, would you like to cue AK with the retard scream, and then we can get out of here?
What the fuck is the retard? I hear this retard scream thing every time, every week.
Okay, well, we'll come back to it. Closing words, Penthouse Lenny Lilock.
You still said it wrong.
Shut up.
Is it Lilac?
No. No, it's not Lilac.
Oh, love you a long time.
You know what the flower is?
A lilac?
Yeah, a lilac.
A lilac.
There you go. That's how you say it.
Lilac. Don't listen to this guy. He lilac. Got put through two tables.
Yeah.
Ack.
Fucking
Is that your closing words?
No.
Okay, let's hear them. Come on. All right, thanks for joining us. Eddie, your closing words?
Once upon a time, I listened to Jeff Black's story and went to sleep.
You sure did. And then a week later, you told us back that story. Like you were the funniest fucker in the world. Hey, yo, this story's going to blow your fucking mind.
Yeah, it was a little gay.
Well, not as gay as the flying elbow.
That was fantastic.
It was. The naked elbow is
Come
a fantastic story. That's true. Okay, Van Boss, your closing words?
So, thank you very much for listening to another episode of Two Dudes, One Dick. We'll see you next week.
Hick in the douche.
Hick in the douche. Jeff?
Don't splooge into a Kleenex and let your dog eat it. It's just bad. It's
wrong and gross.
I'm sorry? Can you say that again?
Said, don't splooge into a Kleenex and let your dog eat it because that's wrong and gross.
Cool. Anything else?
Well, you want me to say something else?
Sure.
Go and purple bathroom. She had nice legs, too. Nice knees. Like, you know, like sometimes knees look like a fucking cartoonist drew them, like someone's really ugly knees. She had really nice looking knees.
Blow my mind. Yo, can we leave Jeff in this voice all the time?
Well, it's his voice.
I can't fucking hear it. Give it to me. What the fuck?
No, like, I'll listen to the stories. I promise.
I hate you guys.
I hate so much.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Fuck you, Matt Lees.
It's so hard to take you seriously right now.
Woo! Suck it.
Wanna play? I'm not.
Yeah, you are. What? Oh, wait, my phone's ringing. Hello?
What?
Hello?
What? Oh, the scream thing.
Okay, let's try again. Ready? Phone rings. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Hello?
What are games?
I love games. Does it involve me having a dick in each hole? All right, QAK with the retard scream. Let's go home.
I don't know how to QAK with the retard scream.
You don't know what that is?
Dude, I don't listen to your fucking podcast.
Okay, we're back. You're such a prick. Somebody, we're not going anywhere until somebody cues AK. So we'll all just sit here all fucking night and look at each other.
How do you cue AK?
We need an example.
Wipe the tears from my eyes. Somebody, I'm telling you, I'll just sit here and stare at you fucks.
AK. Hit the retard screen.
Legend in my spare time, motherfucker.
$50,000.
I got a pretty mouth.
We'll give you $50,000 to take it in the mouth right now.